Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Susan Boyson, political analyst and author of Precarious Power, topic and Precarious Power. Why is President Ramaphosa's statement in the State Capture Inquiry important? A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for taking the time to join us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you very much.
So is it about form or is it about substance? Because yesterday, to me, appeared all about form.
Yes, indeed. There was quite a mechanistic tone to Cyril Ramaphosa's projections of the ANC and of the ANC and its attempted action to clean up the ANC, to make it cleaner and freer of corruption, etc., than it had been. But that is a very tall order to get going. And there was a lot of explaining to do, which President Ramaphosa did in really vague and abstract terms. And these inputs were characterized, too, by not many direct answers to questions. For example, when asked very pertinent, penetrating questions as to how did this happen, he would give general answers like it should not have happened or it was a massive systems failure or the ANC should have known about it, should have known better, those types of questions. It was reassuring in a sense that this was the president of the ANC and the country giving assurances that this is the ANC that is not on trial at the Zondo Commission, even if it is at the receiving
end. Even if it feels like it, yeah.
Yes. And so he was consistent in that line that he took, but there are so many questions that remain totally unanswered.
Do you think we'll get to some of those answers? I mean, yesterday was only his first day there.
Isn't he? We reckon there are about 3 days more remaining today, and they're starting pretty soon. And then in about a month's time, at the end of May, he will be there again on that occasion, talking more about the ANC in government or the government's responses to the question. As we also saw yesterday, it's very difficult to draw the line between the two because it's the ANC in charge of government power and just what the ANC did with that power and how it abused and misappropriated funds, etc., and made very poorly judged appointments. And those still have to be explained. We do not know exact details that will be tolerated or encouraged. We had in the rest of his responses, I had the impression yesterday that there was a tacit agreement that we shall condone general answers. We shall not put you on the spot.
I also got that sense.
Yeah, it is. And because, you know, after all, too, one could also understand it. It was not Ramaphosa that was on trial. He was there representing the ANC. And his team were of other senior ANC members were in the wings there and literally supporting him. But it is an ANC that needs so much explanation and defense. And it's also personal questions as to his role as big billionaire businessman and with shareholding in coal mines that supplied coal to Eskom at a time when he was in the Eskom war room. I have little doubt that those questions will have to come up because this is the objective of his appearance there, that he will fill in the gaps and give some explanation.
Because just the fact that he was there stands in sharp contrast to Jacob Zuma. Now, we understand that the reluctance of Jacob Zuma because he is, to a large extent, under scrutiny here more than Cyril Ramaphosa might be. But just by being there, there was almost the sense of gratitude coming from Zondo. Well, that's what I read into it, that he was there, that he hadn't put up an argument, that he had appeared. And I think that seems to have been the approach. Your sense around that?
Yes, you are so right. It was absolutely important that Ramaphosa, as president, dual president, ANC in the country,
mm-hmm.
was there, that he came there in apparent humility, that he was prepared to answer questions, and even more, in a way, entertaining, but it's a very serious matter. Mm. He did not once believe that Standard Zuma line and standard other witnesses at the commission, especially those ones that are accused of something. He didn't use the line, "I cannot recall, I do not forget, I do not have records." And yes, and he appeared there. And whenever appointments had to be changed for his appearance there, also in the forthcoming ones in May, there is absolute transparency on that, why it is and when it will be rescheduled for.
Right, right. Do you think there's a sympathy from Zondo with regard to the difficult position that Ramaphosa is in terms of his own party, in terms of the ANC? Because obviously what he says here has the potential to totally decimate the ruling party.
Yes, indeed. I, from body language and friendliness and accommodating utterances, I definitely got the sense that there is an understanding for this precarious position in which Ramaphosa finds himself, and the fact that Ramaphosa is called to fill in those gaps and give answers where explanations to date have not been clear, and that Ramaphosa in the first place is not there as an accused party. Mm. So I think there was a combination of that and putting Ramaphosa's appearance there in the proper perspective. So I think there was a great understanding of that, because Ramaphosa could have been easily, if he had not been well controlled and probably well rehearsed in his responses, in a situation like that, he could have implicated himself and it could literally have decimated the ANC.
Absolutely, Professor Susan Boyce, and unfortunately that is where we do have to leave it.